This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Coming to me live somewhere from deep in the heart of Wisconsin, which I don't even know if that's actually a phrase I should be bandying about. It is time for the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey. Good afternoon.
Hey, Bill. You are going to love our guest today. So
well,
today we have, go ahead.
No, no, I haven't looked up anything about him. I wanted to hear about this. So I take it he is now stateside, though?
Yes.
Okay. So please take it from here, young lady.
All right. So today we have Grant Chancellor Madison from South Africa. And I know you're going to want to ask him plenty of questions, so feel free to jump in, especially when we get to the concealed carry portion of carrying in South Africa and getting guns and things like that. So that should be very entertaining for all of us. But first of all, Grant, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, and we'll talk about how we met in the first place.
Hello, thanks for having me. And yes, I am in stateside. So my name is Grant, been carrying a handgun since I turned 21, and I'm some years older now. So carried a handgun every single day for quite a while, started doing sport shooting kind of off and on in 2016, but you know, the usual rock up at the range and shoot 50 rounds. And then I got big into IFSC in end of 2018. So 2019, I really started, realized that my movement was awful and that I needed help with it. And it just so happened that there was a movement coach who came to South Africa to teach a couple classes. Never met her, never heard about her. So I took her movement class 1 week before the Port Elizabeth Nationals. And then I actually won standard division at that national. So I think that that really did help me to actually combine being able to move and shoot effectively.
Yeah, so I saw Grant's times melt away, full seconds coming off, and just the gain in confidence as well, too. And he shot a very good match, obviously won that national title for that particular match. So I'm sorry, Bill,
yes.
Did you want to chime in with any questions at this point? Because I know
I would like to know what you carry. I'd like to know what you carry, Grant. What do you carry?
So I started off carrying a Glock 19 like everyone else in the world. Carried that for a couple years. Then transitioned to a Glock 17. That was my old sports gun while I was waiting for the license for a Glock 48. Then carried the Glock 48 for, a couple months. Didn't like that, so I'm now always carrying a Glock 35, which is my old sports gun, while I wait for a license for a Beretta PX4 Storm Compact.
Oh. In South Africa, it's sort of a tumultuous place, isn't it?
Yes, I didn't walk out the door without a handgun, a knife, flashlight, you know, the usual stuff. Because with all the power cuts as well, you can't rely on any like artificial lights, so bring your own.
You know, I had never thought about that part of it. Okay. So it's Glock.
Yeah, so basically it's kind of like it's easy to get parts for them, although it was. There's that whole supply chain issue that has affected us as well. So
right.
if something, because, most guys in South Africa will only own one handgun for self-defense. It's also not a case of if it breaks, you can just quickly go and replace it or have it repaired. If something happens to that gun, you need to be able to service it immediately, and that's why Glock has basically risen to prominence, is because you can get the spare parts for it immediately. And CZ to an extent as well, but it takes a little bit longer, but you can get the parts as well.
I mean, Glock is like the iPhone of handguns.
Yeah, and it's easy to work.
I joke around here that you can go buy spare magazines for a Glock at a Walgreens.
Right.
So, anyway, let me pull back. That was my first question. I'll be back later.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, Grant, do you have some stories you can share with us about what it's like to conceal carry in South Africa?
Yeah, sure. So, basically, you definitely don't want to be spotted carrying. Not just the case of you'll get in trouble with law enforcement or anything. It's a case of if you're spotted or you seen with a bulge or something, typically then you're going to be basically three guys to try and take that gun off of you, because it is a high crime country and guns are at a premium. So they typically like to do that. Obviously, you need to, when you walk around, you need to basically keep your head on a swivel, and that's just good wherever you go. I never basically talk on the phone when I'm in the shops or when I'm driving around. I basically need to focus 100% on being outside. Even when you get home, gun doesn't come off, it stays on you, because 100% of home invasions happen at your home. And it's also not a case of being able to quickly go and grab like the gun from the closet, because you probably only have the one and you're going to leave it in the room that you're not going to be in when you encounter, someone. So basically, yeah, gun stays on you all the time. It's a very dangerous country. And yeah, so when the power cuts are, most of the alarm systems have battery backups, the power cuts are long enough and numerous that most of them don't actually work. All this, basically the battery has run out, so you can't really be reliant on any sort of security or law enforcement to come to your aid. You are completely alone. We've had stories of law enforcement taking upwards of 3 hours to actually respond to sort of a home invasion progress. And that gets worse the further out into the rural you go. And then there are places where law enforcement just will not tread.
So they have load sharing where they have scheduled power outages on a regular basis.
Yeah, another interesting deeper than that. It goes deeper than that because the power cuts happen, but then because of the degradation of power facilities, when the power is supposed to come on, it will usually trip the substation. So then you'll still have no power until they actually go and fix it.
Oh, wow. Another interesting thing about the
we're coming up there. Coming up on the break, coming gotcha. Up on the break, and you can pick it up there. Tell everybody how to find you, Keita.
180firearmstraining.com.
Grant, do you have a website or anything that you want to point people to?
Just grant.madison1 on Instagram. Go follow me. See me shoot stuff.
I'm going to go check that out. I want to see the guns of Grant and all that other stuff. In addition, is the book, Keita, the book?
Yes, the book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport by Keita Busby, is available on Amazon. Or if you would like to order a personalized copy, email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I just ordered a fresh shipment.
All right. We'll be right back. It's Keita Busby, her guest, Grant Madison. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision
Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Keita Bussey. Her guest is Grant Madison. Grant, do you live here in the United States now, or are you just visiting?
No, I'm just visiting, shooting as many matches as I can find, doing some training. But, yes, I'll be heading back on about the end of September.
Keita, take it away.
All right, so, Grant, you came here to shoot Team Motley Dragons Cup in Texas. Tell us about that.
Okay, that was, quite frankly, the best match that I have ever shot. The stage design was spectacular. I mean, in South Africa, how they want to make a difficult stage is, well, let's just put that target 35 yards, which isn't difficult. I mean, it's just difficult because you're lazy and you didn't want to think of anything further. So they made the stages where there was quite a lot of options. I will say with the best stages when you walk up to it, like, how am I going to shoot this? That's a good stage right there. I borrowed a Shadow 2, borrowed a rig, put 100 rounds through it before the match, and away I went. Some unforeseen circumstances happened, so I managed to take fourth in it in production, which I'm pretty happy with it, and actually managed to, two of the 13 stages I won outright, so I'm pretty happy with that performance, especially against pro shooters who do nothing but shoot all day, every day.
I do have to say, I know he can't say this because then he's complaining or whatever, but I'm going to say he had two magazines just completely fall apart in the middle of his stage. It cost him at least 10 seconds. It was just crazy. He did a reload, and it just exploded. Spring went flying, and ammo fell all over the ground. Goes for the next one, and exactly the same thing happens again. So it had those little plastic face pads on them, which is fine for most people, but he inserts them pretty hard. He had to have the metal ones.
Yeah, he's a moment thing.
But once he figured that out, he was pretty good and still managed fourth place.
Yeah, fourth place. I was 10 points off, 10 points actually off the third place person, who's apparently a team shooter for CZ. So, yeah, I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, you shot very well. Anything else about Dragon's Cup?
Everyone was complaining about the heat. I had just come from summer. Everyone's coming from winter here. And you guys had quite a bit of snow everywhere. And I just came from basically that exact temperature. It was 90 degrees, dry heat. So I felt like I acclimatized a little bit better than some of the local shooters. I'm also able to handle the heat maybe a little bit better, especially keeping hydrated. The match was fun. Everyone was super friendly. The ROs were incredible to work with. Everyone kind of knows about South Africa, but I don't think many people have met someone from South Africa and actually shot with them. So they were pretty cool to talk to and also talk about, you know, the matches in South Africa and how things happen. And you know, hopefully I managed to convince a few people to come and shoot a couple of matches in South Africa as well. So holding thumbs.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a very fun match. So
yeah.
What did you think? What are your general impressions of being in the U.S.? I know there's a lot of anxiety that you have to carry with you and just a high level of alertness being in South Africa. How have you felt here?
Pretty relaxed, I've got to be honest with you. So if you ever go to South Africa, it's hard to explain the kind of tension in the air.
Yes.
Because everyone's just, I mean, Keita, you've been there, you experienced it. Everyone is just on edge, and that's why there's so much road rage in that there, because everyone's just ready to snap, and it's not necessarily you specifically, but it's everyone. So coming here, everyone's pretty relaxed. Everyone's doing their own thing. It's quite nice, and it's quite nice to actually have a relaxed atmosphere to be in, shall I say.
Yeah, sort of let off some steam.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone is just on high alert down there. Your head, like you said, your head is always on a swivel, and here you can, I mean, you still have to be aware of your surroundings, but you can still have a level of relaxation, but still be aware.
Yeah, you can enjoy a moment rather than just looking around and watching everyone who's in the car park.
Exactly. So what has been your favorite thing here so far?
My favorite, the food. It's got to be the food. So I've been exploring, and basically, don't judge me, but I wanted to come and see, like, what does McDonald's and Burger King actually taste like in the U.S.? Does it taste the same? And truth be told, it actually does. So kudos to them for quality control. But had some Texas barbecue, which was pretty cool, into a hibachi restaurant, which I've never been to. So, yeah, it's definitely the food. Also, been to a couple gun stores now. And seeing the variety that you guys get, like, we can get pretty much the same stuff, but in the actual, you know, variety, and being able to actually look at the ammo shelf, and it's not just, oh, 9mm is this. It's like, you guys get, oh, there's actually options. So that's also been cool to see an experience.
Which
you
part
can
of
just grab it off the shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which part of South Africa do you live in?
Johannesburg, Gauteng.
Yep. So one of the bigger cities, and I've been watching stuff there. I can imagine that's probably a very, very tense place to exist on a day to day.
Yeah, especially driving. I mean, I've been working from home for the last year and a half-ish, and that has actually helped my stress levels, because I don't actually have to get on the road and deal with all the terrible drivers, and it's just gotten worse. So at least I'm lucky in that respect.
Coming up on the next break. Coming up on the next break, Keita, if you would give out the website and the book.
180firearmstraining.com is the website. You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you would like a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports. The podcast, 180 Firearms Training Podcast, is available on YouTube and Spotify. You can find that through my website as well. And Grant is one of the co-hosts.
Yeah.
Grant, what is your Instagram again?
Yeah, I think I said it was Grant. It's like, I incorrectly said Grant_Madison with 2 D's, 1.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the January 6th made-for-TV show continues Monday, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stempien did not testify before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th due to a family emergency. Former Fox News editor Chris Steirwalt is testifying in his place.
In the 40 or 50 years, let's say, that Americans have increasingly chosen to vote by mail or early or absentee, Democrats prefer that method of voting more than Republicans do. So basically, in every election, Republicans win Election Day and Democrats win the early vote.
At least three different wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. The Sheep Fire, 30 miles northeast of Los Angeles, is roughly 1,000 acres and 5% contained. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. China has overtaken Germany as the biggest buyer of Russian energy exports since the start of the war in Ukraine. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said Russia received about 93 billion euros, that translates to about $97 billion, in revenue for the sale of oil, natural gas, and coal since February 24th, when it invaded Ukraine. The body of a six-year-old child who drowned in the Merrimack River while on a family fishing trip was found Sunday in Newburyport, Massachusetts. His body was found by a kayaker in the river. An unidentified resident tells NBC 10 Boston the conditions in the area.
We're from this area, and I never knew this spot existed. We've been up and down this river before. The current here is terrible, you know. And just the fact that they found the boy is just wanted to, you know, some type of closure, I guess, to see.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to the weaponized woman, that is Keita Bussey. And her guest is Grant Madison. And I am following you now on Instagram, Grant.
Cool. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Every little bit helps. When you become an Instagram millionaire, just remember that I thought of you.
Such humble beginnings.
And listen, Keita, I need to warn you about something, okay?
What?
So, May the 14th, I went to a reunion of my old karate buddies. Now, I had not seen these young fellas since 1976. So while I'm down there, everybody's getting recognized, all the early guys and everything. Although I was not, because even though I was one of the original students of the school, I never made black belt under this guy.
Okay.
So my buddies got with me, and then my instructors got with me, and they said, you should really go try to get your black belt. So tomorrow is martial art lesson number 5 in 2 weeks.
Oh.
And I need a way to recapture my flexibility, and I need that stat. So be thinking about that, because I'm going to be calling you when we're not on the air, and I want some surefire way to, once again, do a Chinese split.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see what we can do.
Grant, according to Keita is very capable. So we'll see what she pulls out of her hat. But hey, you guys go back to having your discussion. I'll be standing back here listening.
Yeah. So after Dragons Cup, the USPSA competition in Texas. You came back to Wisconsin where we taught a private lesson. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, yes. One of your students, I don't know if we're allowed to mention his name or not, but had a private one-on-one, and I was able to be there and basically, I don't know, be an assistant instructor, shooter, kind of try to chase me type of thing, maybe. And then, yeah, I was able to do a bit of training with you guys. That was pretty cool. Got a bit of a refresher of your course, because I took your course in 2019. It's been a minute or three since then, and it is I definitely did need a refresher, because I'm starting to do things that you pointed out that are quite bad habits now. So that was good. Got to shoot the CZ a little bit more and get a little bit more familiar with it. So hopefully the next match will look a little bit different.
Nice. So when I brought you to the gun store, tell us what you saw in the parking lot that
there was a dude out there. He'd obviously, he bought some, it looked like some surplus Mosin Nagant or something. And he was just in the parking lot admiring it, and then he just decided to check out the sights, saw this there, and he shouldered the thing and pointed it up into the air and checked out the sight picture, and I was just like almost like flabbergasted by this, because that's very illegal in South Africa. You can't openly do that. So, well, that was pretty cool to see that. They're just like, okay, I just want to check the sights out in the parking lot. That's normal. No one's going to shoot me in the back of the head and take the gun. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now, in Chicago, that would be illegal. That would be a different story. But in Wisconsin, in Texas, in a lot of places, that's totally fine.
Yeah, just the guy with his old surplus deer hunting rifle. Out on the trail.
Right. I mean, teenagers used to have a shotgun or whatever, a hunting rifle in their pickup truck and drive to school, go off to high school with a gun in their vehicle, and it was totally fine as minors. Yeah, totally different gun culture here.
Yeah, I know, and it's really awesome to actually see it in person, because, you know, you can watch the YouTubers and you can see what they put out and that, and like you can kind of think you have an idea of it, but you really don't until you're actually physically here and seeing it. I don't see a lot of handguns being carried though. I feel like I'm really good at spotting them, and I don't see a lot because, I mean, quite frankly, it is a little bit safer. Although you look at some people's vehicles and they've got NRA and FN gun manufacturer stickers all on their back window, and you look at that, there's probably a gun in there. So there is a lot of that.
It's not a good idea to do. If you have gun stickers on your vehicle, that's the way to get your vehicle broken into and your gun stolen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although I would stay away from doing that.
Yeah, in South Africa, they did the whole, you know, the whole cutesy thing, Bill, where everyone would put their "this is our family" sticker on the back of their car.
Yes.
All right.
That was a bad idea. You're basically telling criminals how many people are in your house and what animals to watch out for.
Right. Now, the thing about what you're talking about, there's 41 shall issue states in the United States for concealed carry permits. 25 states don't have any permit requirement at all. So, and in most of those states, they also have open carry provisions, except most mm-hmm. people carry guns listen to the tactical superstar boys, and the tactical superstar boys recommend carrying concealed.
Concealed.
And that's what I recommend as well. That's why they're the tactical superstar boys. So, it is almost a cottage industry developing the most crazy hideout holsters imaginable. Women have it better. They've got some of the craziest hideout holsters I've ever seen in my life. But, I mean, most people that do carry, they want to carry concealed. The problem becomes we have a prevalence of people that will carry the smallest gun they can find. And that makes it harder to spot. Now, some of them, like the Sig P365 that Keita carries, actually is a double-stack magazine, and it's still a really small gun. And that is a growing segment because most people don't want to carry. See, the smallest gun I carry is a Glock 45 or a Sig P320 carry. And I just like the way that feels. If I'm going to get into a gunfight, I'd rather have something that I feel better about, at least. And, you know, but anyway.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's fine for your environment. When I was carrying the 48, it was making me nervous that I only had 11 rounds.
Yeah.
The shield arms mag wasn't out yet. I eventually got one. Found out it's not as reliable as I wanted it to be. So the thing is, though, cybering criminals do have access to rifles like the Galil. The South African police use a version of the Galil, and there's a lot of AK-47s floating around. So generally speaking, you may actually go up against 2 to 3 people that are armed with rifles.
Right.
I'm not sure I want to take a Sig 365 to that gunfight.
Well, I'm not either. I did a video called "The Sig P365 Not a Gun I'm Going to Carry." You would have thought I was attacking their mama. You would have thought I was attacking their mama because they came out of the woodwork after me. Well, Bill, any gun is a fighting handgun if you get into a gunfight with that as your only gun. Well. But you're opting for that, the lowest common denominator. Because the other thing they teach here, which is not something that you face on a daily basis, is that most self-defense is going to be the rule of threes. 3 seconds, 3 rounds, 3 feet. But talked into the break. That's okay. Good conversation. This is Weaponized One with Keita Bussey. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. Her guest is Grant Madison, Grant Chancellor Madison from South Africa. Keita, I'm sure you're compiling all the things I need to do to get my instant flexibility back.
That's exactly what I was spending my time doing during the break.
I kind of figured it might be. Anyway, you guys have at it, and I will be standing by.
All right. So, Grant, why don't you tell us about the companies you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Okay. Well, first of all, 180 Firearms Training for the coaching. That wouldn't be the shooter I am today with Keita's constant dealing with my messages at, for her, random times in the evening and morning because we are about 8 hours ahead there. So just when I finished a match, I mean, like, I did this thing wrong. Help me. So thank you for that. Then some of my sponsors, Spartan Arms International. They're a gun shop in South Africa. And then Silver Rapids. They do coated bullets that are used for reloading. I shoot exclusively in competition and when I practice with my carry guns. And then, yeah, Belleville Tactical and DVC Technologies for all their lube and the accoutrements that I need for my F6 shooting down there.
Okay, and is there anything that we haven't covered that you would have liked to talk about?
Well, I don't know. Can I ruin Bill's fan base by saying red dots on carry handguns is not needed?
Well, let's hear more about that.
Well, I mean, what are we using handguns for? Because it's personal protection, right? So someone's going to try and rob you or cost you, which is they're not going to do that from 25 yards away unless you've got great eyesight and they want to scream their intention. So typically your gunfight's going to be pretty close. And at that distance, now I'm not disrespecting red dots on handguns. I quite like them. And if I had the money, quite frankly, I would have one on my competition gun.
Right.
But for a carry gun to add extra stuff that you need to do, yes, the battery's lost forever, but I don't even remember what I had for breakfast. I'm probably not going to remember in a year's time to put a new battery into the damn thing. So factor that in, that's probably never going to come into use in a personal defense capacity. I just think that they're not necessarily needed. Now, for maybe law enforcement, where you guys may actually have to take a 25, 50-yard shot with a handgun because that's all you have and you need to stop something, yeah, that makes more sense. But a normal civilian dude with a 365 with a little micro dot on it, I just think it's a little bit not necessary there. Maybe that money would be better spent on the ammo and the training than on the red dot.
See, I think that is probably very valid in South Africa. Here in the United States, we do not exist in that level of civil strife yet. We might, but we don't at the moment. We don't have combatant equipped guys roaming the streets and everything with fully automatic weapons yet. We might. And for that reason, like we just had this shooting in Texas where the cops did not go in.
Right. For one hour.
Well, and then
it wasn't even them.
And when you go to a red dot sight class, if you put a red dot on your gun, my guy, Steve Fisher, he makes you zero your red dot at 25 yards. And that's because the average grocery store aisle is 25 yards long. Now, for the common person like me, who is not a cop, and I have no obligation to protect anybody out there besides me and mine. The red dot is it's good for me because I'm 61 years old and my eyesight is beginning to fade.
Now, so Grant is a young guy who has had LASIK eye surgery. So he hasn't really had to deal with that, but
right.
I do recommend it for people with older eyes.
I think I've been told that mine would not work with LASIK eye surgery, but
that's pretty common.
Whatever it is, it's easier for me to keep both eyes open and throw the dot on the target than it is to line up a front and a back.
Mm-hmm.
So, from the I'm standpoint
not saying it doesn't
of
have merit, I'm just saying here's an alternative viewpoint.
Listen, your alternative viewpoint is very valid because the less you got to worry about any of the little gadgets on the gun, the better off you are. If you can run with iron sights, I think everybody should run with iron sights. I like dots because my reality now is a dot works better. But it wasn't when I was 31 years old.
When I was 31 years old,
I might want to use the top of my gun to slap somebody with it. And my dot would have gotten in the way, and I wouldn't have gathered nearly as much DNA as if I had not had that dot in the way. So your point is valid. It's just that we face a different reality here today in the United States than you do on a regular basis. You probably just about have to be on in combat awareness.
I'm not saying that everyone's going to come to you try and rob you with an AK, but
right. But
it's going to deal with a lone attacker. It's actually pretty rare dealing with a lone attacker. It'll usually be three. And
was it South Africa where that viral video went out where they tried to roadjack the armored car and they were firing on it on the highway?
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of weaponry, you don't see that kind of weaponry with that kind of fire rate here.
Well, they stole armor-piercing 5.56 from the military.
Yeah.
For that.
I mean, dude, whoever was driving and his buddy, they were jacking up and getting ready to go, but it seems like he managed to get out of that. But, I mean, you wouldn't see a video like that that would occur in Madison, Wisconsin.
No.
Probably not, no.
So, I mean, I think it's a different reality, but your point is a good one. I think your point's a good one. I just, for me now, and hopefully you never get there. Hopefully when you're 61 years old, your eyes are still good from your operation, and you don't need them because you do have to worry about batteries. You have to worry about cracking them, breaking them, all this other stuff. You got to have a holster that's cut for them. It makes things more
even just getting dirty.
Yeah. So
you go to shoot and your lens is dirty and you can't use it anyway.
And I know some guys say it doesn't really affect concealment that much, but it kind of does.
What you need to do, Keith, is you need to introduce him to Taryn and let Taryn work one of his guns up, and then he would be a bad boy in South Africa.
Well, first he'd have to get it here.
Well, I'm sure that you get guns all over the planet. I'm sure it's a quite doable thing. You need a Terran Butler tactical, a TTI combat master. That's what your Glock needs to be.
Anyway. Why don't you talk us through the process, Grant, of what it takes
to we're about to run out of time. We got a minute and a half.
I'm lying. Well, you need, it could take upwards of 2 years to get your first gun. You'll need to get a competency. That'll need to be basically a done exam at a gun shop, and then you'll have to wait 8 months for that criminal background check, and then only then can you buy the gun and actually license it. And that'll take another 8 months to a year to actually have that approved, and you'll need to write a motivation as to why you want that particular gun for that particular purpose, whether it be self-defense or sport shooting.
Grant's pretty good.
And then he watched a guy walk into the gun shop here in the U.S. and walk out within 30 minutes with his brand new gun. And
yeah, that was kind of that
jaw
just, that
on the floor.
Maybe it might be time to think about immigrating.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. Keita, we're about to run out of time. One more time, how do they find you?
180firearmstraining.com is my website. You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com for a copy of my book, Personalized, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport. The podcast is on YouTube under Keita Bussey.
Grant, you can find Grant at Grant_Madison with 2 D's, 1 on Instagram. Go check him out. He is a shooter on the move. He is up and coming and young. Good luck. And come on back any old time.
Thank you, Bill. I do appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, ma'am. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.